As always, it's a great honor and privilege and pleasure to be with all of you, especially in the presence of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and so many exalted devotees. Yesterday I mentioned in brief Srila Prabhupada's desire to come to Govardhan just days before he left this world, and how it was not possible for him to come physically at that time. But then some days later we took him on parikrama, a small deity. He was, after he left, of course, so many of these beautiful life-size deities were made, but I didn't even know there were little deities then. And previously, after being stationed in Bombay, in Juhu, I never came to Vrindavan. We had so many enemies, and there were so many complications to deal with. I felt I can't leave because anything could have happened in those days. You know, even if I was gone for a day, anything could have happened. But so many devotees were going to Vrindavan, and I was feeling, what about me? I'm just going to be in Juhu all the time. And then I thought, maybe I'm just imagining it. Maybe I'm exaggerating my own importance, thinking that if I leave for a day or two or three, you know, something terrible could happen. So I decided, okay, I will go to Vrindavan. So I took a train. I had planned to stay for 4 days. And when I arrived, I passed by Srila Prabhupada's house. And later, maybe 15 minutes later, one of Prabhupada's servants came to me and said, Srila Prabhupada noticed me passing by his window. And he said, what is Giriraj doing here? He can never leave Bombay. Three days at the most, and then he must go back. But I was so mortified. I rebooked my train ticket and went back after 2 days. So I really had very little exposure to Vrindavan. I really hardly knew anything about Vrindavan, except a little from the books. So when Prabhupada left and the devotees took him on parikrama to Govardhan Hill, I had very little idea of Govardhan Hill. I didn't know what any of the places were. And then at the end, we came to Radhakund. And the devotees put that small deity of Srila Prabhupada on the Sangam, that dividing strip between Radhakund and Shyamakund, and had kirtan. And somehow during that kirtan, I guess you could say Prabhupada just manifested himself as a deity, or he revealed that there was absolutely no difference between the deity and him. And that was a very significant revelation, because we were in such a mood of separation, you can imagine. And yes, he's there. One time before that, before we had Juhu or anything, just in the very early days of Prabhupada and the devotees in India, Srila Prabhupada asked Gurudas Prabhu to come to Vrindavan to look into getting a property. And so Yamuna Devi was the next in charge of the small party in Delhi, and I was there, and Gopal, a devotee named Gopal, and Bhakta Bruce, who is now His Holiness Bani Swami. And we were not getting any news from Gurudas. It was impossible to get through to him. And he said, you know, he'll be back in 2 days. So Yamuna Devi decided, okay, we'll all go to Vrindavan and find him. So we found him, and he sort of tried to explain to us what happened. And he said when he arrived in Vrindavan, he met some people and told them that he was here on some business. Prabhupada wanted him to look into the property at Keshikat, see if we could get it for ISKCON, and he was going to go back to Delhi in 2 days. And they all smiled and said, let us see. And Gurudas said, Vrindavan is a very special place. You may come here with your ideas about how long you want to stay and what you want to do. But Vrindavan is a very special place, and Vrindavan can overrule your plans very easily. So I was in the mood of roaming, so I roamed about, and it got late, and eventually I couldn't find my way back. All the little lanes looked the same. All the architecture was the same. There were temples everywhere. I was just totally lost. I did not know what to do. And it was getting darker and darker, and I thought, well, so I saw there was a temple with very big steps leading up to it, and like a plinth going around it, and there were some sadhus lying down. So I thought, okay, I'll do that. So I just lay down on the steps, and I took rest, and in the morning I woke up, and eventually I found my way back to the devotees. So when we got back to Bombay, we met Srila Prabhupada, and he asked what happened, and explained, well, nothing really came through with the property, but when I was in Vrindavan, I really felt the presence of Krishna. Like I could feel Krishna and Balaram and the cows just passing by. And Prabhupada said, yes, you can feel the presence of Krishna. At the present stage, you cannot see Krishna, but you can feel the presence of Krishna in Vrindavan. So he said, it doesn't matter that nothing came through with the property, there's no loss because you got to experience a little bit Vrindavan. And then some months later, maybe a year later, I was in Calcutta. I was based in Calcutta, and I became quite sick, and I was staying with a life member and friend, C.L. Bajoria, and Janmashtami came, and I was like, I was just very weak, a very, I think, bad case of jaundice. And I thought, well, it's Janmashtami, what am I going to do? I'll just chant Hare Krishna, I'll just chant Japa. So I just spent the whole day chanting Japa. And as the day wore on and I was chanting, I started to feel the same way I felt when I was in Vrindavan. And, I was getting up to like 40 rounds, 50 rounds. It wasn't my idea to chant 64, but it ended up something like that. And then I realized oh, you don't have to physically be in Vrindavan to have that experience. You can have that experience anywhere by chanting the holy names or by being fully absorbed in Krishna wherever you are. So those were some preliminary experiences, and now coming to the mood of love. We have heard this word love a lot here, and as Bhurijan Prabhu said, Radha Swami is an expert teacher, and if you want your students to learn something, you repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And so it's one of the themes that has been prominent in the yatra. And I will tell my own little experience, early experience, you could say, early experience of His Holiness Radhanath Swami's love. Radhanath Swami, due to circumstances, we hadn't associated much for many years. He had been in New Vrindavan and I'd been in India. And then even when he began to spend time at Chaupati, I was in Juhu, and, you know, officially Chaupati was not part of ISKCON, and so we didn't really spend much time together. But then somehow I went to Pune for the Pune Yatra, when at the time it seemed like a huge gathering of devotees, but it's not like the huge gatherings now. And so, but it, by our standards, it was huge. And so we were living in Krishna Chandra Prabhu's home, where the yatra was held on the grounds. And all the devotees were waiting for Radhanath Swami to come down. And I think we both shaved up that morning, but I was shaving up afterwards. And it was taking time. And I kept telling Maharaj, you should go down, all the devotees are waiting for you. And he would not go down. I mean, he didn't contradict me or anything, but he just didn't move. And I kept saying, Maharaj, the devotees are waiting, it's going to take time, I'm going to have to shower, you should go down. And he just would not move. And he waited for me. And, you know, after shaving and showering and dressing, we went down together. And at that moment, I thought, he really loves me. And it was such a different feeling. I think the mood has, at least in some places in ISKCON, it's definitely improved since then. But at that time, I was used to a culture where, oh, Giriraj Swami's gonna come later. That's great. I'm gonna go ahead, and I'll be the one everyone sees. And then when he comes, they probably won't even notice him. Oh, this is so good. I mean, I hope I'm, maybe that's just a projection of my evil mind, but don't take it as a literal fact. But that's what I was thinking. Let's just put it that way. I was thinking, this is so different. This is so different. And I felt, you know, he really loves me. And although he has the capacity, like we heard about Lord Chaitanya dancing with different kirtan parties, or Krishna playing his flute, Krishna dancing with the gopis, even just now, Krishna Balaram singing, everyone thinks that he loves only me, or he loves me the best. And Radhanath Swami, as an extension of Krishna's love and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, he has that ability to make you feel like so special, like he. And it comes from him. He loves the way Krishna loves. And when he's with you, it really is like that. It's like you're the only one in the world for him. And you feel it. And so you feel like you want to give your heart to him, which is a very wonderful thing to do. Because he will take your heart and offer it to Srila Prabhupada through Parampara, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and on back to Radha and Krishna. So, I can't even express how grateful I am to him for what he's done for me personally, what he's done for all of you to create such a wonderful association, how he's brought all of you together here and given me the chance to have your association. Today I heard I had a little talk with Asit Krishna at the Bhaktivedanta Ashram in Govardhan, and he was sharing some of his realizations about Govardhan with me. And I asked him what he liked to read, what books he liked to read. He said Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then he mentioned Raghunath Das Goswami's prayers, his prarthana, especially his prayer for residence at Govardhan. And that Raghunath Das, he could have stayed anywhere. He could have stayed in Vrindavan, he could have stayed in Vaishan, he could have stayed in Nandagram. Why Govardhan? And there's a commentary that, as Asit Krishna has in Hindi, he believes that it's by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but he couldn't confirm it. But there's a commentary. And the commentary says that the reason, it's commenting on his prayer, Nijanat Tatsi Deitsi Devi Govardhantvam. That Govardhan is Haridasa Varya. He is the greatest of all great souls. And it is the nature of great souls to seek the association of other great souls. And Govardhan Hill is the greatest of all great souls. So all other great souls will come to Govardhan to have darshan of Govardhan Hill. And so Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking, if I reside at Govardhan Hill, then so many other great souls will come here for darshan and I will get their darshan. And that's true at the Bhaktivedanta Ashram. So many great souls come. And it's very true of His Holiness Radhanath Swami, wherever he is. So many great souls come for his association. And so, while getting His Holiness Radhanath Swami's association, you also get the association of so many great souls. And by his association, you all have become great souls. And so we get your association by coming to be with him. And we are just drowning in an ocean of nectar. So I thank him and all of you and all of you. And Srila Prabhupada, who's the source of it all for us. Hare Krishna.